Hello and welcome to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A German court has ruled that the blocking of websites is permissible in certain circumstances. The social app company Line is ramping up its efforts in Thailand, and research has revealed how Indians are using Instagram. A German court has ruled that the blocking of websites is permissible in certain circumstances. The ruling said that internet providers are obliged to block access to websites that contain content that infringes copyright if the owners of the pirate websites cannot be contacted. A spokesperson from the German Collection Society, GEMA, commented on the ruling, saying, "Finally, we have the legal clarity on the permissibility of blocking access to websites illegally offering copyrighted music works on a massive scale. This is a major step forward in the fight against internet piracy." Website blocking is legal in Europe, according to the European Court of Justice, although it's down to national courts to decide the exact law in each country. The German ruling now brings it more in line with other European countries. The social app company Line is ramping up its efforts in Thailand. Thailand is Line's second biggest market, where it has over 33 million monthly active users. The social app struggles to find traction in new markets and is instead deciding to redouble its efforts in markets where it already has a strong presence to protect against users defecting to newcomers such as Facebook Messenger. Line opened a research and development department in the country last week, the first such department built outside of Line's native country of Japan. Last week, it also launched Line Gift Shop and announced that it would launch another new mobile app service in the country next year. Line Gift Shop allows users to send real-world gifts to friends, such as cinema tickets, with users paying for gifts using the company's own online payment service, Line Pay. Line has around 212 million monthly active users worldwide, with the majority being based in Japan, Thailand, Indonesia, and Taiwan. Research by Nielsen has revealed how Indians are using the image-based social network Instagram. Indian Instagram users tend to be affluent, having taken an average of 4 holidays in the last year, and around 50% having bought from brands they follow on the social network. Travel, photography, technology, sports, fashion, music, and food were found to be key areas that Indian Instagram users tend to be interested in. The majority of users reported that they used the social network to discover current food and travel trends, follow celebrities, express themselves, and share images of their friends. Instagram is a popular image-based social network with approximately 400 million monthly active users, three quarters of whom are outside the US. The online clothes sizing company EasySize has announced it will launch in the UK, France, and Germany next year. EasySize works by analysing data from online clothing retailers' websites to get a picture of the kinds of items shoppers frequently buy and return to predict a user's correct clothes size. It recently launched in Sweden, where it's been successful, with 61% of buyers deciding to go with the clothes size that the tool suggested to them. Its upcoming entry into the British, French, and German markets will see it entering into the three of Europe's top e-commerce markets. And finally, research from SingPost has found that despite the increasing popularity of online shopping in Indonesia, e-commerce still only accounts for 0.5% of retail sales in the country, and only 8% of internet users engage in e-commerce. It investigated the reason why so many internet users were staying away from online shopping and found that a lack of trust in e-commerce websites was a key concern. Fear of online fraud was found to be in a staggering 60% of respondents. Slow internet speeds also put a lot of Indonesians off visiting e-commerce websites. And that's it from me today. Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit websurdan.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time.